ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Canto 4, Chapter 23, Text 10.
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Shraddhaya Jatata Sada Shraddhaya Jatata Sada Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Shraddhaya Jatata Sada Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Bhagavad Dharmina Sadho
Shraddhaya Jatata Sada
Shraddhaya Jatata Sada
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Bhaktir Bhagavati Brahmani
Ananya Vishaya Bhavat
Bhagavad Dharmina,
Bhagavad Dharmina,
one who executes devotional service,
one who executes devotional service,
Sadho,
Sadho,
of the devotee,
of the devotee,
Shraddhaya,
Shraddhaya,
with faith,
faith,
Yatata,
Yatata,
endeavoring,
endeavoring,
Sada,
Sada,
always,
always,
Bhakti,
Bhakti,
devotion,
devotion,
Bhagavati,
Bhagavati.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Brahmani.
Brahmani.
The origin of impersonal Brahman.
The origin of impersonal Brahman.
Ananya Vishaya.
Ananya Vishaya.
Firmly fixed without deviation.
Firmly fixed without deviation.
Abhavat.
Abhavat.
Became.
Became.
Translation. Maharaj Prithu was thus engaged completely in devotional service, executing the rules and regulations strictly according to principles, 24 hours daily. Thus, his love and devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, developed and became unflinching and fixed. Maharaj Prithu, repeat.
Maharaj Prithu.
Maharaj Prithu.
Maharaj Prithu.
Thus engaged completely.
Thus engaged completely.
Devotional service.
In devotional service.
Executing the rules and regulations.
Executing the rules and regulations.
Strictly.
Strictly.
According to principles.
According to principles.
24 hours daily.
24 hours daily.
Thus his love and devotion.
Thus his love and devotion.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
Unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna.
Developed and became unflinching.
Developed and became unflinching.
And fixed.
And fixed.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The word Bhagavad Dharmina indicates that the religious process practiced by Maharaj Prithu was beyond all pretensions, as stated in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2. Dharma Prajita Kaitavatra. Religious principles which are simply pretentious are actually nothing but cheating. Bhagavad Dharmina is described by Viraraghava Acharya as Nivrita Dharmena, which indicates that it cannot be contaminated by material aspirations, as described by Srila Rupa Goswami, Anyanya vilasira sunyam jnana dharma jnana pritam anukliyana krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. When one who is not inspired by material desires and is not contaminated by the process of fruitive activity and empiric speculation, fully engaged in the favorable service to the Lord, of the Lord, his service is called Bhagavad Dharma, or pure devotional service. In this verse, the word Brahmani does not refer to the impersonal Brahman. Impersonal Brahman is a subordinate feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And since impersonal Brahman worshippers desire to merge in the Brahman effulgence, they cannot be considered followers of the Bhagavad Dharma. After being baffled in his material enjoyment, the materialist may desire to merge into the existence of the Lord, but a pure devotee of the Lord has no such desires. Therefore, a pure devotee is really Bhagavad Dharma, Dharmi. It is clear from this verse that Maharaj Prithu was never a worshipper of the impersonal Brahman, but was at all times a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagavati Brahmani refers to one who is engaged in devotional service to the Personality of Godhead. A devotee's knowledge of the impersonal Brahman is automatically revealed, and he is not interested in merging into the impersonal Brahman. Maharaj Prithu's activities in devotional service enabled him to become fixed and steady in the discharge of devotional activities without having to take recourse to karma, jnana, or yoga. So here's a wonderful verse giving the description of here at the end. You can see that a pure devotee, one who is fixed in devotional service, that he is not deviated from the anything other than devotional service to Krishna, particularly mentioned here Krishna, because one can be attracted to something else other than Krishna. So there has to be very specific that Krishna. And Prabhupada was very direct about this, that Krishna is the source of everything. So when a person, a devotee, that he is one who he is in full knowledge of this, understanding that Krishna is the source of everything. He is the Supreme. He is the Godhead, Supreme Personality of Godhead. They have full knowledge of Krishna. The idea is to be understand the position of Krishna. He is the Supreme Godhead of all Godhead. See, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he's fixed in that. Nishthaya. Anya vilasana sunyam jnana karma anavritam. That he is not attracted by jnana karma. Activities to jnana yoga or karma yoga. Karma yoga, sometimes people think that it is pertaining to karma that is tinged with desire for profit. And sometimes even people take religious principles, as mentioned in this verse, to be pretentious. One who uses the religious principles to mix with material activity, to think that religious principle is for sense gratification. That's why here in this purport, Prabhupada very clearly explaining nishthaya is that one should be fixed in the service of Krishna and not be deviated to other things than Krishna. Even to the point of taking religious principles and using that to meaning to gain sense gratification for oneself. Using religious words means to get what you need. But here it's mentioned here dharmina. Dharma, pure devotional service, a pure devotee, he performs devotional service, devotion to Krishna, full love for Krishna. That is dharma. the word dharma also means that one's constitution. Our constitution, or anyone's constitution, ultimately is to perform dharma or devotional service. Devotional service means service to Krishna, not to demigod, not to the Brahman effulgent. Sometimes we see, Prabhupada explains here, that a neophyte person, he sees that Krishna's inferior energy, the material world, as his impersonal energy. But Krishna, his personality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prabhupada always explained, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because he is God of all God. He has a form full of varietiness. So when you see the mountains and the seas and the ocean and the rivers, these are impersonal features of God. Impersonal means without a form. So one who created everything, he must have a form. So one who is unintelligent will think that God is formless. One who created us, how he can be formless? We have a form. How he can be formless? He is the creator of all the people that we have the form. So similarly, full understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full understanding of Krishna means when we can know him om pranam completely. Even a person who is born deformed, that's a problem. That's his own problem due to his karma. He is deformed. But why do we say he or she is deformed? Because they don't have a form completely developed. They're just born like that. So generally we have the form, complete form. But someone is born as deformed due to their karma. So Krishna, he is the supreme form of all forms, Godhead. So dharmina means one who understands this. Krishna is the source of all the forms, and he worships him with devotion. Bhakti, love. Bhaktama avijanati. Tinged with material desire is not complete bhakti. Complete bhakti means without wanting of anything in return. Just like the other day, one Mataji, I do the yoga, and she wanted a private class. And so, she asked me where we can do it, at the yoga center or somewhere else. I said, obviously at our place. She asked me how much, and so I consulted Urban Yoga Management, and they said it can be 50 or 40. So then, so I told her exactly, I pasted to her what the management said, so I'm not making up. So she agreed to give 40 and do a private class for an hour. Actually, I didn't mind because I didn't have to do yoga, I just helped her. It means I need to get really involved and help her and touch her and stuff. And so it can be a deviation from Krishna consciousness for a person to touch a Mataji. This is why I did not want to do yoga in China, I was doing for many years. But I didn't have to touch anyone. They said, "Brother, you don't touch us, you just teach." So I was okay with it. And sometimes the Chinese people, they don't like you to go around and pressure them. So there was this one Indian teacher, came from India, and he did a class in the same place I was teaching. So the students, they were complaining to me, said that teacher from India, he was pressuring them too much, and they couldn't do lotus, he was touching and pushing on the knee and stuff. So they were very angry. So they like me because I don't touch them. They prefer not to touch them. So I was happy with it. So my point is that we need to be not be deviated from Krishna consciousness. We do our service at the same time, we keep ourselves aloof. Don't get too involved in the material activity. And yesterday I went to do a yoga at the National Australia Bank company. There's like 7,000 people working there. And so they have one room where everyone at during lunchtime, they can all come and do meditation and yoga. And one of the Matajis invited me. So there's about 50, 60 people. Half of them are Indians. And I made the Chanta Hare Krishna, like meditation. They said they want meditation and relax during the lunch hour. So I just got them to chant Hare Krishna very softly, Hare, and then keep going along with the kirtan. And they loved it. And they all know, they're familiar with the Krishna. And I did some simple stretches. So I explained to them that you are working in an environment, but at the same time you need to, Krishna said, Bhagavad Gita, you need to be fixed on Bhagavan. Work at the same time, not be attached to work. And Krishna says, it's like your lotus leaf in the water, but not touched by it. And there was a couple of Western Australian ladies said, that's a perfect example. I said, Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, in the scriptures. I said, oh, that's a good example. Because he said, I feel so stressed out. I said, you get too involved in it, that's why. Work at the same time, don't get too involved. Stay above it. He said, yeah, you're right. Yeah. So they get so involved and so engrossed in it that they get too stressed out. But for Krishna consciousness, we need to get involved. That's the way to be free from karma and bondage. So, that lady, I was doing the yoga, and you know, I had to push her legs and stuff and things. And I was thinking that, you know, all the living entities, the spirit soul, we're not this body. We talk about it, but how much do we actually understand? Where is the realization? I can give a good class about sanctification and all this and devotional service. To have realization, that's another thing. To actually practice. But Srila Prabhupada, when he spoke Krishna consciousness, devotional service, he has the quality. He's not just talking about it. We talk about it, but we may not actually have the quality. So sometimes it's theoretical. Just talking. Like a PhD. Some PhD, they're teaching Bhakti Yoga in university. And when they finish, they go out and have a smoke. Oh yeah, Krishna said Bhagavad Gita and so on and so on. There's no realization. So to be able to actually have the realization, that's another thing. To practice it theoretically. So here Prithu Maharaj is pure devotee. One who is not touched by or deviated from any condition. Just like Krishna says, the lotus is not in the water, but it's not touched by it. So similarly, we practice Krishna consciousness all the time. The devotees ask Prabhupada, Prabhupada, sometimes you are not Krishna conscious. Prabhupada said, you're always not Krishna conscious. Sometimes you're Krishna conscious. Most of the time you're in Maya. Because he said, sometimes you're in Maya. Prabhupada said, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you're Krishna conscious. So, even if we are always Krishna conscious, we do not proclaim to be Krishna conscious. We always say, I'm always in Maya, Prabhu, how I can become Krishna conscious. That is the attitude of an advanced devotee. They don't proclaim to be, oh yeah, I'm so and so. But then we all can see what is the standard of Krishna consciousness. So nishtha. To achieve the desire to serve Krishna, to have that, develop the taste for serving Krishna, that's not easy platform. That's not easy platform. Because takes a lot of practice. Abhyasa yoga yukta na. Yoga. People talk, they talk about yoga. But when it comes to nishtha, practice, when it comes to developing the taste, they don't have it. When you talk to the yoga students about meditation, about chanting Hare Krishna, they have list, they don't have much interest. They just want to do some exercises. So, bhakti yoga, devotional service to Krishna, brahmani, he says here brahmani, a brahman, one who has realized, a brahmana, is not just having a thread, they realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They realize Krishna is the source of everything. They serve Krishna with love, with devotion. Beyond just doing some work. It's not an activity. It is spiritual activity. It is full of love that we serve Krishna. Anything we do for Krishna, we have to have that kind of mentality. Spiritual mentality. It's not that we just do get the job done. And that's ho gaya. We have to do that. Am I actually pleasing Krishna? Am I doing this? Is it pleasing Vaishnavas? Is it pleasing my Guru Maharaj? Everything that we do, there's a connection. There's connection to Guru, Guru Parampara, to Krishna. Everything, why we are all here today? Because we know we want to get purified. We want to get out of this material world. We want to go back to Godhead. But to do that, we need to be connected to ritual activity. So deviation is deviation. Even there's a story of a sage who was meditating under the sea. Meditating under the sea. They had the power to take a deep breath and hold the breath for years and years. They said for a thousand years. And he saw a fish was mating. Even there is deviation. And he came out of the water and had a family life. And he ultimately he was hiding under the sea to meditate, and so there's no distraction from anyone. And no one's gonna be there under the sea. But still, your mind's there with you. Mind doesn't leave you alone. That's why it's mentioned, manmanabhava mad bhakta. One need to fix the mind on Krishna. So now I finish here, am I cooking this and that, and I'm thinking what to do next. I remember when I came to Sydney, and there was one devotee named Bhrigupati, and so he dropped me off in the corner in the street, big bag of back to Godhead, three boxes. Each box may have more than 100 back to Godhead. So he said, I'll pick you up around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So try to distribute them all. I was like, how am I going to do it? And so nobody was stopping to take a book. Even for free, they don't want to take it. Such a challenge. So then, I was a passionate guy. So how to do it? Then I hear the stories how people distribute books, they pray to Krishna, they have a mantra, and they go to the morning program, and so they have the shakti. So when people say something, when the devotee says something, they're attracted by it because they have the spiritual shakti. So I was thinking all these things, how to attract the people to stop them. So then, I saw this one guy, I said, hey you! Stop right there! Like you have the kind of a shakti, they get scared or something. And I said, give me $20. Yeah, that's not a line. Okay, that's not the way to do it. But I was just practicing the shakti. So I went to the morning program and I chanted all my rounds and I was praying in front of the deity and did a kirtan. It was very intense. I enjoyed it. So why the shakti is not coming? Why? So I thought, let me try this. Hey, you stop right there! They're shocked. So I thought, well, it works. Because there's that shakti, there's that power. It's coming. And so then he opened up his wallet and gave me $20. Yeah, really, he did. And I gave him a Bhagavad Gita. And he said, thank you, thank you. Like he was kind of in a state of shock. I said, just don't put it in a bag, you have to read it. Don't put it in a shell. And I also told him very seriously, like, you can see the shock that's coming out. And then he said, sure, Mike. And so then he put it in the bag, and he was really zipped the bag, and he looked really serious. And so I thought, I may not try this to every person. But it does work. When it's sometimes it's just in our mind. You know, it's just mind telling you. So when you get off the mind platform, mental platform, it works.
Huh?
I don't know. India is pretty hard to do it. They don't start, they will ask you, Keno, why? I already know, and many things. You have to see somebody very innocent and a foreigner and stuff like that. Yeah?
That's like if people are good at acting, they can do that even without any consciousness.
Yeah.
I mean, see, even material world people can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They have really good acting.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for everyone, but like some people get scared and they do that. It's acting time.
But if I was just saying that it's not acting, it's the power of devotional service. And power of devotional service, it does really work at all times to anyone. So then, you know, so sometimes it's just basically, it's how we are conducting our mental activity, our behavior. So you need to, all of us, that we need to get off the mental platform to do the activity to serve Krishna. Mental platform is a very hard platform. It's very hard. You have to get over that. It's not easy. For a lifetime, we are always contemplating on the mental platform. So to get off the mental platform is like walking or swimming across the a raging river, or very difficult path. That's why Arjuna said, I find it difficult. And that's why Krishna says, you need to practice. So I was practicing that time. So practice, we are constantly bombarded by our mental platform. Every day. Should I go or not? Should I go to the temple or not? Should I cook or not? Always. We are being shown by Maya. And also Krishna is telling us, come to me. So, the strength of a devotee is the strength to stay on the path, to be not be deviated. That comes from chanting Hare Krishna. That comes from associating with devotees by reading Prabhupada's books. These books, these are the words of Prabhupada, these are the words of Krishna. Like when you read Bhagavad Gita, these verses, this verse here, this is straight from the Vyasadeva. He's talking to us. So when you read them, it's Krishna talking to you. The Sanskrit verses. And he said, I was born in Australia, I didn't know the Sanskrit. But every devotee here is scholar because he knows the Sanskrit. Chanting Hare Krishna is Sanskrit. So I always believe that there is power on the Maha Mantra, on the holy name. And material world is a place, it's a difficult place. Krishna himself said, no one says that material world is a easy place. Just now I just saw Vrijan Prabhu, I asked him, what's wrong with your feet? He says, I'm getting old. I said, I am too. He said, young, you're young. But then he said, we don't want to come back to the material world. Do you want to come back to the material world? Raise hands. And Pushan is really better here. It's a nice temple. But we are in the spiritual world, but out there is the material world. Even we are in the temple, Our mind is hovering on a mental platform. So, spiritual world is how you conduct your own self. You can be wherever you are. That is spiritual world. Narada Muni asked Hanuman, "Where is your home? Give me the address." He says, "I can't, because wherever there is devotees who are chanting the glories of Lord Ram, that is my home. So wherever there is Krishna consciousness, that's the home of a devotee. It's not you barricade yourself and that's your place. Nothing is ours. Even we are here in this temple, it's the place where we can worship Krishna with full heartedness. So it's always a challenge for us. A devotee is faced with a challenge at every moment. Such a challenge. So we have to accept circumstances and situations where we are faced with challenges. That challenges is the time when we have to adapt to philosophy, adapt to be Krishna conscious. That's the time. The test is always on. I remember one devotee said, "Don't tell me test. I don't want to hear, I heard too much about that. I don't want to hear the test." Well, you've been tested by Maya. Always. Subtly or we are forefronted or by someone. There's always a test. Now it's very cold, winter time, freezing cold. You don't want to get up and give Bhagavatam class. Sukadeva asked me to come and give class. I was thinking, oh, I don't know how to get up. First thing into my mind. And I'm sure in this couple of months, a lot of people want to like give away their classes to someone else. I'm figuring out why. There could be a reason. But once you get up, it's just that barrier. Once you get off that platform, over that mind platform, you feel fantastic. You jump in the temple and you're in front of the deity and you just feel fantastic. So similarly, that moment, one moment of Maya, that's that time is the hardest time that we need to get over with it. Yeah, so nishtha, to develop the taste for chanting, develop the taste for anyavilasitasanyam. We have to be free from desires. Jnana karmantana vritam. Even they attach to knowledge, but they don't have knowledge really. They have the book knowledge, knowledge of economic development. Bring more money, more money. Yes, we bring money for Krishna. For those people at the company I went to yesterday, so I spoke to the manager there, one of the guys, he said 7,000 people work there. There's no space. When you walk in, everywhere there's occupied, people sitting with computers. They're just, wow, I've never seen it. Because you usually have an office, and they just, when you walk in, all the open space outside, this is all being occupied by people sitting with a table and a chair. And it was lunchtime, they all went out, and then they go back to their chair. So people work so hard for livelihood. Early in the morning, came in the train, people were sitting. Nobody was talking to each other. And everybody looked really grumpy. And you can see the mood changes on the weekend. People are more lighter because they have free time. So the devotees, we have knowledge of Krishna. That's why we are not affected by happiness or distress. Yeah, if you see a devotee very serious, they're not laughing or joking because they are contemplating on Krishna. They don't need to go around, hey. They're jolly inside. So I'll believe. You see, you know, Prabhupada, you see, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, they're all so advanced, so serious. And Because they're always contemplating on Krishna. They don't have time for Maya. And sometimes devotees have big TV in their home. I mean, I go to devotees' home, big TV, and it's never on. They said, oh, when they turn it on for children to see, Indian movies and stuff, and it's all about Krishna. And I went to one devotee's home, they have a huge TV, and they said, it doesn't work because apparently they pulled out one of the plugs from the back. They don't want them to see the things. So it only works on one channel. That's all Indian things, like Krishna conscious movies. But they're happy. Children are very happy. They don't care about, if we have so many things. I went to one home, they're not devotees. They have one huge room that's for children. That room is full of toys and a running train, just so much. And the children are not happy. And you guys, the children, they're very happy. I grew up in India. I didn't have any running train in a room. Just play with the twigs, sticks in the tree, banging each other. And in India and Bengal, they play with gornitai. They're made out of wood as toys. You can go to Navadip, you'll see toy gornitai made out of wood. That's kids to play with. They used to play with that, so wow. And then you're completely happy. And here they have so much, they're still not happy. They're nagging the parents for more. So, because they're not fixed on Bhagavan, material things only frustrate you. Frustration only comes, it's like adding fuel to the fire, increases the fire. Material desire, sense gratification, it only adds to the fire, fuel adds to the fire, increases your desire. You want to cross over the ocean? They say cross over the ocean. Well, it's impossible. You cross over the Jalangi in Mayapur, it's easy. Or Ganges. You want the Jalangi?
Yeah.
Very calm river, so beautiful. And then we used to live in Gurukul, and Gurukul's way at the back of the Goshala just at that time. And then at lunchtime we go swim across in Lalgamsha, and then go to Bhaktivinoda Thakur house and pay a darshan and come back. It's just across. And then I used to swim across the Ganges, very difficult. And we had one Australian guy. He went with us from Sydney, he said. We told him, don't swim, because it's very raging. He said, no, don't tell me that. I'm from Australia and I can swim in the ocean. I'm a very good swimmer. I said, okay, fine, jump in. So he jumped in with us, and we had to go to an island in the middle of the Ganges. There's an island where you're going to play soccer. The Gurukul boys, we know how to swim. Like his age, we know how to swim the Ganges because we grew up there. And the currents, it takes your body away. It's running, the water is flowing very fast. So we used to not see behind us, because when you look behind, you're flowing. You see the bank moving like you're in a car. Then you freak out. So you never look back. So if you want to go here, to the island, we start from here. And then we flow to the island. So, and not looking back. So we don't exert yourself. You just flow with the current. At the same time, put a little bit of energy aiming for the island. He jumped in way over there and ended up in Navadip, halfway. and he was really, really freaking out. So we had to get a boatman to pick him up and bring him back to the island, to the shore. So you have to know the technique, how to swim. So I'm giving an example to prove that to cross over the ocean, cross over even river, you have to know the technique. But you have to talk to the locals, how they do it. So Krishna says, surrender to me, I will take care of you. We don't say, you don't challenge Maya. Krishna will take care. But you need to be humble. Work with the devotees. Do humble service. Respect each other lovingly. How are you going to expect taste for serving Krishna when you're when we do service out of grudgingly or we don't have the taste, then it blocks. I know we all like the enjoying attitude. So you have to always give up the enjoying attitude. You see how Krishna pleases. This will please Krishna. When I go to devotee's home, you know, sometimes they make really, really nice prasadam. So I tell them, you come and cook for Krishna all these nice things. Not just for your own family. You can when you invite the devotees. Also. So, Prabhupada always said that way. Prabhupada used to always see something really best, give it to Krishna. You go to Mayapur, they write, Krishna full to live in now. They write, do not pluck Krishna's flower. Because boys, girls, they come to Mayapur, they pick flower and give to the girls. As a loving exchange. But this flower is actually for Radha Madhava. So, Prabhupada, this came from Prabhupada's idea. He told the devotees to write that. So wherever, when we see beautiful something, I can offer it to Krishna. This is the mentality of a devotee. Something very best, give to Krishna. And this way, we stay focused on Krishna consciousness. It's not an easy thing to beat your mind. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, get up in the morning, beat your mind with shoes. Before you go to sleep, beat your mind with a broom. 100 times. Here you don't have a broom, the stick. So, literally means we need to be so strong with ourselves. So, Brahmani. Generally, Brahmani means name of a Maharaji, Brahmani or Brahmana. But Brahmani also means one who is fixed in devotional service, Brahmani. One who is practicing, that's Brahmani. But sometimes it can also be name of a female. Brahmani. Any questions? We can discuss. Yes. Yeah.
As you said, when you were training the body, yoga, when you were training, what you are doing is you are giving your association to her.
Uh-huh.
You are giving your association to her.
Right.
Rather than taking her.
Yes.
And that is because of
also, the principles of all principle is to always remember Krishna. And the principle of all principle is to not forget Krishna. So, Suppose we are offering boga for cooking and bring it. We have to be very punctual. And we are so busy cooking, and we are thinking of the food more than Krishna. So we have to know we are cooking at the same time this is for Krishna's pleasure. So it's not just that we do theoretically, or we have to know what we are doing it for, who. Sometimes we forget to cook, like we cook rice, and we cook everything, dal, sabji, and we forget rice, which is the main thing. How are you going to eat the dal and sabji without the rice? So you have everything ready and you forget rice. Oh my God, you know, last minute. So the idea, we are doing so many things, but we forget Krishna. So we're doing rules and regulations for the sake of following them, but not for the sake of pleasing Krishna. Just doing out of regulations. So we have to know bhakti, raganuga bhakti, means when we have developed that spontaneity towards Krishna, not just doing. That is beginning, but we need to come to that. So it's mentioned here regularly. Why regularly? Because by doing it regularly, we'll come to that level where we can have nishtha, where we can actually achieve that spontaneity. We have to make the start. But the point, even from beginning, we have to know why we're doing it, for whose work. So, just like you cook a meal, you know, underneath you're thinking, this will be looking good, this will be tasty, so the guests will, you know, enjoy it, and they'll be very happy. You know, your husband you're cooking for, the children. So you always know why who you're doing for. So it's not you was just doing every day, but you're not developing, you're just doing out of... it's not that you want to make 3 sabjis. I heard some people, they cook, they make 3 sabjis, 3 different type of sabjis, they make 1 chons, spice, and they separate everything into make 3. So when we cook for ourselves, for somebody that you love, you don't do stuff like that. We have to really cook it nicely. You're cooking for God. How we actually... So we can cut the time, finish, go home early, so we can do our thing. So we have to know we are here to do service to Krishna. See, one of the devotees, he used to worship his deity, and he got very old, and the deity sat down so he can worship him. Who is that? Chota Gopinath. And the deity himself, Krishna himself, sat down and looked and said, so he was so old, so he can serve him. So we want to do service to Krishna, Krishna will facilitate. If we want to serve ourselves through religious, that's what pretentious means here. We are using, so I can get what I need through Krishna. So actually we are here to serve Krishna, not to maintain ourselves. It's a very clear cut. Sometimes we use religious principles to... we haven't actually understood. Like people in India, they go to the temple and they pray, but they actually don't understand because they are just doing... because parents do it. It's a family thing. They actually haven't understood why they are doing it. Here we understand we are doing it for Krishna, to please Krishna. That's our purpose of our life. Like in China, living in China, they they go to the prayer and they have big huge incense like this, like a bamboo stick, huge incense, and they go, like that. No smell, the incense is just like, and we have in India a small incense but full of fragrance. And they throw the money in and they go out, have a smoke, and like I was saying, it's just a professional. They haven't actually got the taste. They haven't understood. They know this is God, this is Buddha, but then, you know, there's no change in life. Habits in our life is still the same. No trust. The life still going on. There's no change in the life's habit. So, the taste, the rules and regulation is to understand when we can actually know this is for Krishna's pleasure. Ultimately, Krishna's pleasure. I'm doing this for Krishna, for him, for pleasing my Guru Maharaj. Otherwise, it can be just mechanical. We don't have to have this temple. We don't have to have all these things. We can have a job and have a family life and just go on nicely, like so many other people. But that is not the purpose of human life. Purpose of a human life is to serve Krishna. I already thought about these things. You know, like, have a good life and, you know, there you go, sit back. But you can see people are not happy with all the things they have achieved. What makes people happy when we serve Krishna? And devotee is not rich. We have not much, but we have Krishna. That's what gives us pleasure. People have too many things materially, but they're not happy. So rules and regulation is for the sake of pleasing Krishna, not for the sake of just following them. Very good question.
Please repeat the question.
Say it again loudly. Well, if you don't have time for Maya, have time for Krishna. That's a devotee. So, everything a devotee does, even though if he's in the material world, he can learn from that. Even from a mistake, he can learn that I made a mistake. That he can learn, so he can see Krishna. I was just reading the other day in the back of Godhead, and Prabhupada was saying, a person drinking wine, he relishing the taste of the wine, and he says, just by drinking wine you can be Krishna conscious. We are not allowed to intoxication, is against our principle. But if you're drinking wine, you're thinking this taste of the wine is Krishna. That's Krishna conscious. So for a person who is so attached to eat drinking wine, if they can develop the taste of the wine, that this is the taste of Krishna, this wonderful taste, that's, he's being Krishna conscious. So, but then the idea is that one who is so attached to Krishna, he loves Krishna so much, he will give up the wine eventually. So, by being in Maya, in the material world, one will gradually come to Krishna consciousness. Because if he has a little bit of sincerity towards Krishna. Another questions? Last questions. I'm always in Maya, so Krishna put me in the right place, the kitchen and here. They work very hard, pay for our karma, devotional service. Yes, Maharaj.
So we can tell people who can't give up smoking, drinking. We can tell them at least when you bring smoking towards Krishna, maybe Krishna will doubt and it will come to Krishna consciousness. Can you tell them like that?
You mean?
People who can't have difficulty,
yeah,
cigarette, drink, for them, can you say that when, at least when you are doing it towards Krishna?
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, one who he is serving me, they given up the lower taste, then they develop a higher taste. So sense enjoyment in the body, material body, is a lower taste. Higher taste you get from chanting Hare Krishna. So Prabhupada will give the example, if you have $1,000, $10 already in it. You don't worry about $10 because you have $1,000. So when you have a higher taste serving Krishna, your love for Krishna, all those things doesn't matter anymore. Because those things doesn't, like a drink, the next day they wake up with a headache. They can't sing and dance for hours. We dance here like mad. hours and hours. People who are drunk, they are imbalanced. They can't do it for a minute. So where is the pleasure? We only take prasadam, offer to Krishna, spiritual prasadam, and we are full of energy, and we love it. So that pleasure is coming from the holy name, from Krishna. So that's a higher pleasure. So we can explain to them this way, what is the higher pleasure, and the lower pleasure they will give up. Because it is lower, because it's just giving them trouble. Drugs is killing them. But they still take it because they have no other alternative. But they have Krishna. All these people here, and all over the world, they gave up. And if they go back to that, if they give up Krishna consciousness, go back to that, that's the most unfortunate, I think. They get bashed by Maya and come back again to the temple. And they go, oh, where's Krishna? I had enough. So all these people, they will give up one day. They'll be looking for Krishna. They'll be running to come to the temple. It will come. Krishna will make an arrangement. Let them just enjoy. Some Indian people say, no, not now. When I'm 50, 60, when I'm old, I'll take up religion. Now let me enjoy. He may not have that much time. Before you get to that, you'll be already bashed too much. He'll be running for a temple early stages of life. You want to say something?
I was going to say that the context for Prabhupada saying that if you drink wine and think of Krishna is the verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, Rava Prasavam of Sukhantaya, which means as a taste of water. So Prabhupada, in that context, he said when you drink wine, it
is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prasavam of Sukhantaya.
That's the context of that. And to tell us more, please, of drug addicts, when you think of Krishna, that would not be really.
If you are Krishna conscious, then you see everything in relation to Krishna. You're not affected by any of these things. You always see Krishna wherever you are. When you're happy, when you're not happy, you always see Krishna conscious. I mean, how you define happy and unhappy? For a devotee, it doesn't matter. You know. I mean, sometimes I see devotees not smiling, and so one devotee was complaining, why you should be happy always? So I don't go around here all the time. It's not all you're on a drug or something. I'll be grinning. I can't get rid of it. It's not you're happy what you're doing, your service. It's not an external thing. You're happy inside. You don't need to go around. So you're rejoicing Krishna consciousness inside. You are always happy. Happy, external happy, is not that you show. It's not a show bottle. Oh, today I am, tomorrow not. It's steady. We're always happy. It's not that you have to go around showing it. Of course, we can't stop laughing when you come from Harinam. But then that's different. See? Yeah.
Adding to what
Venkata
was just reading, some Indians, they were really. But he could have got some piece of snack or something like that. Then I said, no, I have a high taste, Bhagavad Gita, this will give you all the taste that you needed. He said, have you ever tasted this? And I said, no. They were asking, have you ever tasted that? But they are their own. No. So he was.
Oh, yeah, some people say, you need to do it to experience it. How do you know? You never ate meat. Don't you know how nice it is? Prabhupada gives the example of a thief. A thief is, they know this is not good to do. And then they get caught and they go to jail. And the person he hears is not good to steal. They will put me in jail. So he said, first class intelligent. When they hear once, they don't do it. So you don't need to experience to actually find out. You can by hearing. Advanced person, a first class person, they learn by hearing. So you don't have to go do it to find out and end up in the jail and experience. Experience a lower second class. And third class, they do it and go back and do it again. They never learn. So we have to be first class. So hear from Bhagavatam. Shraddha, hearing Shravanam Kirtana, by hearing one can learn. That's our process. So we hear from a guru, we hear from Krishna, bas, we give up. We don't do it. Most people will experience, they want to experience. Wow, I really want to know how it is. No, that's, we already heard it. So, with all knowledge, with all concept of philosophy and analogy, we know this is not right. We're not just saying, but there is philosophy behind, with truth. So intelligent person, they can learn by hearing with all the analogy of the Bhagavatam scriptures. He doesn't have to do it to find out. But most will do it because we're on that level to experience the world. Okay, go ahead and do it. And they find out, I get bashed out and then you come back. Oh, Krishna, yeah. Then that's realization. So it comes from the heart when we had already trouble, then we turn to Krishna. Krishna says, four kinds of men come to me. One who is in distress, one who is need of money, one who is looking for Bhagwan, and one who is actually someone who's inquisitive. There's four kinds of men. Most come to God, oh, give me, I need money, some need help, something. There is always an alternative motive. Only few that come to Krishna to serve Him, that are looking for Bhagavan. Pure devotion is when we can actually come to that level, completely want to serve Him, not wanting anything. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that person who comes to serve me is the highest. All others are not. Yes, sir.
I think that the first class intelligent person only benefits from the third class intelligent person who had the experience for them to hear it.
Yeah. Exactly. We have to stop. Yeah.
You said about this first class and second class people. What is the first class and fifth class?
I already told you, first class is person by hearing. And the second class is by first, second, and third. Yes. Yeah. Second class is by experiencing. Third class is you do it again. You go do it again. You get punished and do it again. First class by hearing. So the first class, second class become first class by experiencing. So it's also good because most people that come to Krishna consciousness, they already been bashed by Maya. Hundreds of times. We're all bashed by Maya, life after life. We're not this worst life. We already had enough. And now, luckily, we can turn to Krishna by Prabhupada's mercy. Yes?
What about somebody who learns from others' experiences?
That's what you're saying. Yeah. We all are apane achar, then prachar. First you learn. You have to sometimes just judge for yourself and see how, like, if you think you can experiment, if you think it doesn't work, then just see. Keep looking like a yogi. And then, I know there's three people, they aim to experiment who God is. And they're talking about who God is. And so, the sage went to Brahma and said bad things about Brahma. Brahma got really angry, so he ran away. And he went to Shiva and he started to blaspheme Shiva, say bad things about Parvati got very angry. So he ran away. So he went to Vishnu. And Vishnu, he kicked Vishnu on the chest. That's the most offensive thing you can do, like Krishna. And Vishnu says, I hope I didn't hurt your feet from my hard chest, you know, like he was so, and he was so humble. Krishna was so humble. Vishnu said, "Your feet is, you know, your feet didn't get hurt from when he kicked me in the chest." Then he knew that this is the person's God, because he understands everything. So sometimes we want to experiment, we want to know who God is, then we try out different things, and then we come to know. If that's our intention, to know God, then he can make arrangement, but then if you're intelligent, he will arrange that you will come to know him. But if you're just going around mucking around just for fun, then maybe not come to the conclusion. But if our intention is actually to know who God is, he will make arrangement. After all, he will come to him. After fine, because that's our desire. Because sometimes we are not serious. So sincerity, a little bit of sincerity. But ultimately we have to come to Krishna. That's how it is. Beating around the bush. Going around, and gradually they'll come to Krishna. So that's how it is. At the end is God.
If you're lucky.
But it might take a lifetime. So, yes?
The thing is whether intelligence or first class or second class or third class, two class, passion, ignorance, as long as we keep good at center, the goodness is faster than passion, ignorance.
Or the thing is, one need goodness, passion, ignorance. To be able to understand spiritual matter, one need to be at least on the goodness platform.
Yeah.
At least come to that. But it's not the highest platform. But you need to be on that. Because pure goodness is sudasattva. That's devotee. Because some people are very, very nice, very peaceful. But that's goodness. But doesn't mean that they're going to attract Krishna. But that's the beginning. To understand, you need to be calm, be peaceful, be more relaxed, you free your mind, then that's a start. With a passionate mentality, we will not know, because blocking. But so, goodness is good, but it's not enough to know what Krishna consciousness is. We have to rise above goodness, known as Suddha-sattva, pure goodness. So, yeah, Suddha-sattva, pure goodness. Okay, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.